picture of a believer.
Well, let me say good morning, and I'm going to sit today, which is not my usual way when I come and preach, and I'll tell you why.
让我跟你讲早, 然后我坐在这里。 这个我平常在你们中间我都是不坐的，这不是我平常都要坐下来。我现在告诉你，我为什么现在要坐下来。
When I was with you 1 month ago, I felt very fine.
在我1个月以前我跟你们在一起的时候，我感觉很好，身体健康。
But much to my surprise, I apparently had a ulcer that was bleeding.
但是使我很惊讶，在我里面，我的胃里面在内出血。
That either means that I ate too much hot food or I was worried about something.
这个表示说我大概吃了太多的辣椒的东西，或者是我担心忧愁过多。
As a result, I ended up in the hospital for over a week.
结果我就住在医院里面一个礼拜。
Which completely upset all of my medications and everything, and I've just been regaining strength. Very slowly.
所以把我从前说每次经常吃的药啊，吃的那些完全打乱了，现在慢慢我恢复了。As
you know, my regular Sunday is the third Sunday of every month.
你知道我们平常都请 Pastor Jay 是在第三个礼拜天到我们中间来。But
Brother Ron called and asked, could I do it on the fourth Sunday? And I said, good, that gives me an extra week to gain strength.
当这个庄弟兄打电话说，哎，你能不能从第三个礼拜天换成第四个礼拜？啊，我很高兴，太好了，我从第三个礼拜换到第四个礼拜天了。I
want you to know that it's very important for me as a child of God to be able to teach and preach God's word.
你知道，像我一个牧师，我实在是对我来讲很高兴，很重要，是啊，每能够经常来。 到教会里来，跟大家分享神的话语。And
once again, I want you to know how much I appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak to you on a regular basis.
所以我一样要让你们在座的每一位都知道，你们大家实在是在鼓励我，给我一个机会，我能够经常到你们中间来传扬神的话语。
Thank you for praying for me, and thank you for your continued support.
谢谢你们为我们的祷告，也谢谢你们在这支持我。As
I listened to the songs this morning, my heart was blessed again by the words of the music of which we shared in.
当我今天听到你们唱的诗歌，我的心实在是觉得我受到绝大的祝福，从里面那些歌词里面所写的那一切的字句。
I love to hear you read the Word of God as you did also this morning.
我高兴你们在念圣经的时候，你们大家在彼此在里面，所以实在是把我的灵提高了。In
a sense, that was like music to my ears.
就像音乐那样子，在我耳朵里面在回响。I
hope that later on today that you will reread this passage of Scripture as well.
我希望你们回家以后。 你们再读一遍这个提摩太后书第二章。We
generally take one or two verses to read and then teach on that, but there's eight words in this passage that we're going to look at this morning.
我们平常都是在讲道的时候拿圣经里面短短的几节圣经，但今天我们念了26节圣经，现在我有8个字要跟大家讲。2
Timothy is Paul's last will and testament to his spiritual son Timothy.
这个是提摩太后书，是保罗跟提摩太写的，是他书信的最后的几本书。Paul
is writing from a Roman prison cell.
他是在罗马的监狱里写的。Paul
imparts his final words of wisdom and encouragement to Timothy, who was ministering in the midst of hardship and opposition in Ephesus.
他在监牢里面，他最后的几卷书，他在写出来，他在里面监牢里面经过那一切的监禁。Paul
stresses the importance of godly living.
保罗说，我们要怎么样子来活在主里面活着。
You read in the passage these words.
你在这个圣经上你已经看到这些字句。
Preaching the word in season and out of season.
就是说我们无论得时不得时都要传道。
And praying for the coming apostasy within the church.
要为那些所有的将来在这个教会里要取来的异端为他们祷告。
Underlining all that Paul is says
在其实在整个在保罗的教训是
is the importance of the word of God.
就是要注重神的话语。
The only foundation strong enough to withstand persecution from without and within.
在不管你们在外在的、内在的受的逼迫、受的，唯一能够使我们坚强的就是神的话语。
In the second chapter, the believer is presented with 8 different aspects.
说在这个提摩太后书第二章里面有八个不同的字。
This morning we're going to take a quick look at each one of them.
我们要看看这八个字是什么字。
We're going to see the believer as
我们看这个这个信主的人是什么样的人。
As a son
是一个儿子。
As a steward
Pick a punch.
As a steward
哦是一个仆人。
As a soldier
是一个兵士。
As an athlete
是一个运动员。
As a farmer,
是一个农夫。
As a worker,
是一个工作者。
And as a vessel for God's glory,
而且是神的器皿，是为了神的荣耀而做。
And finally, as a servant,
最后是神的仆人。
Let's begin. The believer as a son.
让我们看看这个我们所有信耶稣的人都是儿子。
Paul starts out by calling Timothy my son.
保罗开始的时候他叫提摩太说我儿啊。
Paul thinks of Timothy as his son because it was through his ministry that Timothy came to know the Lord.
因为他把提摩太当成他属灵的儿子，因为提摩太是因为他而信的耶稣。
Paul thought of Timothy as his son in the faith.
所以他是把提摩太当作他属灵的儿子。
Now every child of God comes by faith.
所有神的儿子都是从信心里生长出来的。
We are not children of God by natural birth or because of our parents.
我们变成神的儿子不是由于我们是肉身生出来是神的儿子。
Let me ask you a question that you only have to answer in your mind.
所以让我来问一个问题，你在你脑筋里回答就可以了。
How many of you here today were born saved?
你们在你们刚刚生出来的时候就已经是得救，请开开那门，爸爸那门开开，我们有人进来。
The Bible answers by saying none.
圣经告诉我们说，没有一个人就是生来。
We are saved by God's grace through faith.
我们是得救，是因为我们的信心。
It's nothing that we can do on our own.
我们靠自己不能做任何事。
We are saved by grace.
我们都是蒙恩得救的人。
We stand in grace.
我们都是在
and we walk by grace.
主里的恩典而活，然后我们在主里的恩典可以行动。
We are saved by God's grace, every one of us.
我们都是蒙恩得救的人。
And so the first thing that we see from this chapter is that the believer is a son.
所以我们看到在提摩太后书第二章里面说我们都是神的儿子。
The second point that we see in this passage of scripture is the believer as a steward.
所以下面第二就是说我们这个信耶稣的人都是神的仆人。
As a Christian, God has entrusted us with something.
所以当我们做基督徒的时候，神在交托在我们手中有些事情。
Christianity is not something that we get for ourselves and keep to ourselves.
这个基督教里的道义不是说我们得到了主耶稣基督我们就抓起来就拿了。 紧紧地藏起来。
We are stewards of the spiritual treasure that God has given us.
我们是神的基督道理的管家。
It is our duty to invest what God has given us in the lives of others.
做管家的时候，神给我们什么做，我们把这一切，我们要好好的运用。
One of the things that is important for us as believers is that we are willing to give away what God has given us by grace.
所以对我们这些基督徒来讲，我们白白的得了救恩，我们也愿意把这个救恩白白的介绍给旁人。
And thus every opportunity we have, we want to tell others about Jesus.
所以不管是在这个算是在任何时候有机会，我们应该把福音传出去。
The book of 2 Timothy is all about an old preacher by the name of Paul.
这个提摩太后书第二章是由于这个那么一个神的老的这个传道人在说的一个一章。
Investing his spiritual knowledge in a young preacher named Timothy.
所以他把他所有从耶稣基督那里得来的要来去投资在这个年轻的提摩太。
Please do not miss this point.
不要把搞错了这一点。
All down through history,
在历史上一直都是这样子。
God's truth has been made known to other believers by other believers.
所以神的道理都是由人的传说到传递给另外一个人。
Can you think of a person who shared with you about Jesus and His grace.
你能够想到是哪一个人跟你一起来把耶稣的道理传给你的吗？
You remember what the scripture says, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
所以在圣经上说，任何人要跟从我的话，就要背起十字架来啊，把他自己放弃，把他自己完全放掉。
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it.
人为要保持他的生命的话，他会就失去；神为耶稣基督啊愿意奉献出来的话，他结果他得到更丰盛的生命。
Let's move on to the next word that we see in the passage in verses 3 and 4.
好，现在看第三节、第四节里面，我们再看到在
It talks as a believer, as a soldier.
他告诉我们说，基督徒是精兵。
A soldier endures hardness.
一个兵当兵的，他在任何困难的环境之下都能够坚持下去。
Serving God is not a soft job.
去侍奉神并不是一个非常软弱温柔的事。
It requires great endurance.
是他需要我们要很大很大的耐力去做的。
A soldier avoids worldly entanglements.
所以这一个做当兵的人，他把不把世界上的事物来缠绕他的身。
He is totally committed to his commanding officer.
他完全把他这一生当兵的时候是。听他上级告诉他要怎么做就怎么做。
A Christian soldier magnifies Christ.
所以一个基督的精兵是要把基督放大的一个责任。
You become an example to others around you.
你就是神基督的一个榜样，当你在你做给你周围的人看。
You don't enlist in God's army, you are saved by God's grace.
假如你没有这个去把，因为你是蒙恩得救的话，你就不会去做基督的军兵。
Noticed in the 5th verse, our next word.
第五节里面是我们其他的一个字，八个字中间。
The believer as an athlete.
他说这个基督徒是像运动员，或者是中文翻作比武的人，从前都是在比武运动员。
Paul sometimes uses athlete illustrations in his epistle.
所以常常他这个保罗用这个运动员来代表我们基督徒。
Wrestling, boxing, running, exercising.
对运动员，不管你是摔跤的，你 是这个所有的扔东西的跑的人。
Paul told Timothy to obey the rules.
做运动员最要紧的是什么呢？要在这个，要 follow 这，
要按照规，守规则，
要守规矩，照运动规矩来做。
There is an illustration of a gentleman who won many medals in the Olympics.
在啊、有一个人，他在这个奥林匹克得了很多很多那个金牌的人。
His name was Jim Thorpe.
这是他的名字叫 Jim Thorpe.
He had to forfeit all of his medals because he had broken the rules.
他得了这么多金牌以后，但是很抱歉的，他要把这些金牌都交回去，因为什么？他没有照规矩去得，他犯了规矩拿的这些金牌。
Not much different than today's athletes.
所以在今天，在这个在这比武的也好，运动员也好
，who are taking steroids and performance-enhancing drugs，
你知道吗？这些球员都拿那个 steroid， 就是固醇去吃那些东西，使他能够就超过一般人的能力。
They are cheating，
所以他们是这些欺骗者。
They want shortcuts and will risk their careers and their reputation.
他们不按照去运动去锻炼，他们是用那个走短路、小路去得到能力来做这个事情。
When Paul wrote to 2 Timothy,
当保罗跟这个提摩太在提摩太后书里面写到
，There weren't very many standing in the stands rooting for him.
所以有很多人都离弃他而走了。
They had deserted and left him.
他们一个一个都跑掉，离开了保罗。
But Paul reminds Timothy to run the race well.
但是保罗跟提摩太说，你一定要把这个比赛好好的跑下去。
The next word we see is the believer as a farmer.
所以下面一个字是农夫。
Here is another passage that Paul gives to us as an insight to how we are to behave as believers.
让这个做，我们做一个基督徒，怎么样子像农夫呢？
Each of you as Christians has a particular task to perform.
每一个基督徒都有神给他自己每一个人那一份工作要去做。
Some are to plow the ground.
有些人是在这个挖土。
Some are to sow.
有些人去撒种。
Some are to water.
有些人去灌溉。
And some are to harvest.
有些人最后去收成。
But the Bible tells us that when we've all done that, that God brings the increase.
你知道吗？圣经上说，我们人所做的这一切，耕种、撒种、浇水这些，但是神谁给这些植物生长？是神。
When I was getting ready this morning to come over to the church,
今天早上当我正好穿在梳洗弄好要到，
I said to my wife, I was feeling very anxious.
我跟我的内人讲，我今天是很想。
And she said to me and reminded me that it wasn't my job to convince you of anything, but it was God's job to bring the increase.
所以这告诉我们说。不是我们，是任何人能够做的这一件事情。所有能够神给我们道理在生长的，都是出于神的。
My dear brother and sister, I do not know from day to day how God will use you.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我不知道每一天每一天神怎么在用你。
But he has called you to be a good farmer of His word.
我知道有一点，他要做一个好的农夫。
The next word that we see is the believer as a worker.
下面一个就是说，所有的信徒都是一个做工的人。
As a workman, we must know our work.
所以，所有这个做事情的人，我们要知道我们在做什么事情。
A bricklayer needs to know how to lay bricks.
做那个砖瓦匠他知道要怎么样子把一块块的砖这样堆上去。
A carpenter must know how to read blueprints.
这个木工他要看看那个图案是什么。
A plumber must know how to put in a faucet that is leaking.
这些装水管的人，他要知道怎么样子会把那个水龙头装好。
So the believer, as a worker, needs to know the word.
所以我们做基督徒是为主做工的话，我们应该知道神的话语。
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God.
所以你的话语在我深深地藏在我里面，这样子我就不会来得罪、犯罪得罪你。
The word of God says that we are to be, to give out the word to one another.
所以这个很清楚，神的话语就是说，我们愿意把神的话语彼此勉励，我们来分享神的话语。
The next word that we quickly see in this passage is the believer as a vessel in verse 19 and 22.
所以在这个十九节到二十节上面说，我们都是神的器皿。
A vessel is to display the glory of God.
神的器皿是要把神的荣耀彰显而做的。
If a vessel is usable, it should be clean.
假如一个器皿能够被使用的话，一定是需要干净清洁的。
What would you rather drink from, a silver cup that is dirty or an old mug that is clean?
你愿意用哪一个杯子来用，一个脏的银杯子或者一个干净的瓦器的杯子？
God commands us to depart from iniquity.
所以神叫我们从罪恶里面要。
And self-will, and be a clean vessel.
而且我们要做一个清洁的器皿。
Well, we come to the last word.
到最后，我们到最后一个字。
The believer as a servant.
所有的基督徒信徒都是神的仆人。
We are God's bond servant.
我们是神的买来的奴隶。
A soldier is to fight.
当兵的是要为了打仗。
But a servant is to be gentle.
所以，但是当这个奴隶、当这个仆人的是要温柔。
Brothers and sisters, what a privilege it is for us to serve the risen Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等大的光荣！我们可以去在这里侍奉一位复活的主。
What a privilege it is to be called a child of God.
是何等的一个光荣，我们能够称为神的儿女。
And to be saved by His grace.
而且我们靠了神的恩典而得救。
The good news today is that the Bible tells us how to live as a believer.
今天给我们讲的圣经告诉我们说，我们怎么样子可以做一个完全的基督徒。
Let me ask you this question in closing.
让我来在我们结论的时候问你一个问题。
Are you a believer that is totally yielded to whatever God desires for your life?
你是一个基督徒，是完完全全在神面前俯伏在他所要求我们做的吗？
If you are, then these eight things that we've looked at from this passage will be true of your life.
假如你的答案是是，那么我们今天看的这八个字，也就是我们今天每一个基督徒所要做的。Let's
pray.
让我们祷告。Thank
you, Father, for the scriptures that teach us how we are to live.
谢谢主，你在圣经上教导我们说，我们基督徒应该怎么样子过活。Help
us to reread this passage again and again.
帮助我们念这个今天念的经文一次一次一次的重复的经文。And
put into practice what we will read and learn.
我们也把说不但是念了，而且要把它切切实实的行出来。May
we be an obedient son.
要我们是愿意做一个顺服的儿女。And
daughter.
或者女儿。And
a servant.
或者是。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.